What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing great. Welcome back to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. We are on episode number 34. It's hard to believe that we have been together for 34 episodes, and I can't say thank you enough for listening and for continuing to listen and for sharing it and all of the things that you all are doing out there to continue to help get this content out and continue to get these downloads up more and more each and every week. And I wanted to share another listener shout out. This goes to Tanner. And Tanner said, best podcast for men. This podcast is by far the best I've come across. Practical things you can implement today. Great takeaways and no eyewash. Well, Tanner, that is exactly what I want this podcast to be. I want it to be practical things that you can implement today. And hopefully each week you have some great takeaways as well that not only you can implement right away, but it's something that will continue to help you. And it can continue to help others that you're around and you can share this content, share this information with, because those are the types of things that I get the most from. It's when I hear people that are talking to me in plain English with simple terms, but that are profound, that help me with where I am today and where I'm struggling with. And, you know, that's the content with this, really with this podcast and with my life coaching practice in general. It's that, you know, you can become aware of really what you're doing to yourself, right? How you are allowing your own brain to influence your life each and every day, and how ultimately at the end of the day, it all comes back to you, and it all comes back to what you're thinking, and it all comes back to what that feeling is in your body, and you being able to recognize that when that feeling comes up, that's a trigger for you that says, uh-oh, my antenna needs to go up. Something is not quite right. And it doesn't mean you need to fix it right then, but it does mean that you become self-aware. And for so many of you out there that are listening, one of the best things you can do is to become aware of what your brain is doing to you and what you're allowing your brain to do. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, if you don't manage your brain will manage you. Because we think and we think and we think and we think consciously and we think subconsciously. And when that subconscious brain just continues to run on autopilot day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, those compound, right, and become year after year to where you don't even think that there's a way out. You don't even realize that you're able to take your power back by taking capture of your thoughts, realizing what those thoughts are, realizing how those thoughts are impacting your life, realizing how those thoughts are impacting each and every day and each and every relationship that you have. And you are able, my friends, to live a more prosperous, fulfilling, light, joy-filled life than you've ever known. And that's what gets me excited, and that's what gets me passionate about this work. That's what gets me passionate about life coaching. That's what gets me passionate about you, and that's what gets me passionate about this podcast. So thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for that review, Tanner. I really appreciate that. So this week, in that vein, we are going to talk about, and I'm going to challenge you to quit being a jerk to yourself. Quit being a jerk to yourself. How many times throughout the day do you find yourself giving yourself a hard time about something you've done, about some way you've reacted, about someone you've quote-unquote offended, about how you answered a question maybe incorrectly in your own mind, about how you felt like you looked insignificant in a meeting, about how you came across with your spouse, about how you had an interaction with your kids, about how you interacted with your boss, about how you led your team at work. All of these different areas that play into your life each and every day, you have a running conversation with yourself. And that conversation, my friends, can make or break you throughout the day. It can make or break you throughout the week. It can make or break a relationship. It can make or break a job. It can make or break a career, right? It can make or break how you interact and react in this world with someone else and with yourself. And so my question to you to start today is, how do you talk to yourself? How many times do you find yourself going, oh, I'm such an idiot. I'm so stupid. I'm the worst that's ever. I'll never do better than this. I'm the worst husband ever. I am such a lousy father. Boy, if I could just be like him, I would be such a better father. You know, if I could just do this better, my spouse would love me more. If I were just enough. But we constantly and consistently talk down to ourselves when we would never allow our best friend to talk that way. We would never allow our kids to talk that way. We would never allow or want, right, or encourage, I use the word allow, but we would never encourage our spouse to talk that way. You would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't talk down to yourself like that. Don't put yourself on notice like that. Don't allow yourself to think so negatively of you, right? You would automatically say that about someone else. And yet, because of the way we're wired, and because of the way our brain always scans the world and always looks for the negative, and especially looks for the negative in us, if we're not careful, and if we're not conscious about what we are saying each and every day, we will be the ultimate jerk to ourselves. You know, it's so interesting. We will say things to ourselves internally, or even under our breath, or even if nobody's around, maybe out loud, that you would never say to someone else. You would never even say it to someone else about them, right? Let alone about you. You wouldn't say it about them because you would think, oh, that's too rude. I would never say that to them. I don't want to insult them. That would be so insulting if I said something like that. But yet, you allow yourself to have a conversation, right, each and every day that is negatively affecting you. And why would you do that? Why would you allow yourself to go day after day, year after year, and continue to talk to yourself in that way? I think that's something to ponder this week. That's something really to reflect on. Okay, and we're going to talk about some steps at the end of this podcast to help you with this. But I want you to really think about when you do this and when you do it yourself. I'll give you an example that I see, you know, as often as I can play golf. You get on the golf course, you'll be playing with a foursome, right? And let's face it, folks, most people aren't very good golfers, right? They're just not. And most people who think they're good golfers aren't as good as they think they are. I mean, it's just kind of the way it is. But you get out on the golf course and you're playing along and all of a sudden, you know, your partner or another guy hits a shot and you hear him, "Oh, I'm terrible. I'm awful. I'm an idiot." Well, how in any way is that going to help the next shot, right? It's not. How in any way is that helping to build any kind of confidence, right? And that's a simple example, but one easy fix to that right off the bat is you hit that bad shot and you go, "Oh, I've got an opportunity for another shot here. I've got an opportunity to hit that shot better this next time. Boy, I didn't swing the way I'd like to swing there. I didn't swing near as aggressive as I'd like to swing." And so the next time you get over the ball, you think, "Hey, I'm going to have one swing thought. I'm going to swing aggressive." And you go and swing. Now, the result may or may not be different, but you can bet your approach to that next shot is going to be a heck of a lot better than when it is when you're going, "Oh, I'm such an idiot." I'll give you another example. How many of you have had a meeting with a boss? You've had a one-on-one. And in that meeting, you've said something to your boss that your boss was like, "Oh, no, we would never do that." Or even if your boss said something to the effect of, "I really can't believe you would even bring that up. You know, that's something we've done 5 years ago. We would never do that again in this company." And what do? Immediately you feel probably hot inside. Your heart starts racing. You feel that shame come all over you because you take that and you make that statement that he or she made about you, right? You feel the shame. And then before you can even get out of the door, you are telling yourself that you'll never do that again. "Well, I'll never speak up again. I'm not going to do that again. I won't bring that upon myself," because heaven forbid, right? You put yourself out there and you say something that you feel might be beneficial, but you react because of how they react. And then instead of giving yourself grace, what do? You beat yourself up, right? You talk to yourself like you're the jerk. You tell yourself how inadequate that you are. And my friends, my challenge to you this week is for you to know that you are never inadequate. You are never not good enough. You are never in a situation where you need to talk to yourself in a negative or derogatory or downtrodden way. You just aren't. Because you are a valuable, one-of-a-kind, unique human being. There is no one else on this earth that's like you. No one. No one brings to the table the types of attributes that you bring each and every day. And so when you feel yourself starting to go down this road, I just want you to start feeling that, "Wait a minute," start understanding, "Wait a minute, I'm more valuable than this. Like, I'm better than this. I am better than this because I know that I can, even if you see it as failure, I can fail and I can just get back up and start over." You know, these thoughts and these conversations that we have with ourselves, for some of you might be going, "Well, you know, I do it occasionally, but it's pretty insignificant. I don't talk to myself, you know, too bad." You know, I had a great conversation with a client this week, and we were coaching on a topic very similar to this. And I told him, I said, "This is what the podcast is going to be about." I said, "I think this is a great coaching session for us to have, because, you know, so many men in particular are doing this to themselves, and they're talking down to themselves." And he made the statement and the analogy, and I thought it was super. He said, "You know, it's like a flower bed. You know, you have a flower bed that's out there that has beautiful flowers in it, and one weed. And you think, huh, that's just one weed. That weed's not bad. But you don't pull it. So that weed's still there. So a couple days go by. What happens? You have a couple more weeds, right? Flowers are still pretty. Flowers are still up above the weeds. No problem. Flowers are still there. But three or four more weeds. You don't pick them. Week goes by. 2 weeks go by. 3 weeks go by. What happens? You get the picture, right? All of a sudden, this beautiful flower bed is taken over by weeds. Well, the same exact picture happens with your mind and with those thoughts and with that talking to that you're doing to yourself when you're talking to yourself like a jerk, right? Oh, one or two comments, they're not bad. Maybe not. Three or four comments, maybe they're not bad. Weeks start to go by. Those comments start to compound. All of a sudden, your mind, your thinking, your positive self-talk goes right down the drain and you're talking to yourself like a jerk. And you can't get yourself back out of it because all of those weeds in that flower bed have grown over. Now you have no more flowers because the flowers have been choked out by the weeds. And that's what happens in our minds. Our good thoughts, our the way we talk to ourselves in a positive way gets overrun by the negative thoughts, gets overrun by all of those other things that we allow to take up space in our brain because we're not managing our brain. Our brain is managing us. And so what do you do? So here's the part that I really love each week. It's the practical part that you can take and you can start today, especially for those of you out there who really have a tough time with this, who really beat yourself up each and every day over things that you say to yourself that really, whether they're significant or insignificant, you have this running conversation of negativity and talking down to yourself, right? So here's what I want you to do this week. First, I want you to recognize it. I want you just to start to recognize it. Every time you say something negative or you think something negative, you don't have to say it, you think something negative about you, I'm an idiot. I'm such a jerk. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did that. Who would do such a thing? All of those running comments that you have, I want you to recognize it. And I want you to just take your phone on your notes maybe, or if you carry a pad around, or if you just make a little note or a little line, 1, 2, 3, 4, and get to the end of the day and look at it. And really notice how many times you've said something that's not nice to yourself. And then think about compounding that every day for a week, right? We come back next week and you look at that and you're like, holy smokes, look how many times I've said something negative to myself. Because once you become aware of it, then you can start to do something about it. But until you become aware and until you recognize it, it will just become something that goes over and over and over and over again. It's kind of like the ocean, right? The ocean always comes in and goes back out. That's what happens with your thoughts. They're going to come in, they're going to go back out. They're going to come in, they're going to go back out. The question is, what are you going to allow to stay in? And what are you going to allow to go back out? And we want the positive ones to stay in. So first of all, though, I just want you to recognize it, right? Name all the times you're doing it. Just make a note. You don't even have to write the thought down. Just make a little mark. And then ask yourself, would you encourage your closest friends, your kids, your spouse, your best friend, would you encourage them to talk to the way that you're talking to yourself to them? Like, just ask yourself that. You know, you start running that dialogue. You know what? Would I want my son to talk to himself this way? Would I want my daughter to talk to herself this way? Is this how I would want them to show up in the world for themselves? Well, if you're talking to yourself and you're being a jerk, the answer is going to be unequivocally no, right? It's going to be no. And so again, you're recognizing, you're noticing. So ask yourself that question. And then as you begin to become more and more aware, for every time you say something negative to yourself, you got to flip that around to a positive. Okay? Every time you say something negative, it comes back with a positive. And so we start to build that habit of talking to ourselves in a nice way, in a kind way, in a loving way, in a positive way. And we don't allow that negativity and those weeds to just sit in there. Every time you talk to yourself in a kind way, it's like pulling a weed. you pull a weed, you pull a weed, you pull a weed, you pull a weed. And at some point, right, in the future, maybe in the near future from some of you, maybe it's going to take longer for others, but those weeds get out of there and those flowers germinate again, those flowers come back up, and then all of a sudden, you find yourself being kind to yourself. You find yourself talking to yourself nicely. You find yourself having more and more self-confidence because you feel good about yourself. You will also notice as a byproduct of this, you'll treat other people kinder. You'll treat other people better. You'll give other people grace because you give yourself grace. It's a nice little byproduct. When you're nice to yourself, you're nicer to others. When you're a jerk to yourself, a lot of times, you're a jerk to others. Not always, but a lot of times. But you'll notice all in all that you will be kinder to other people. So that's my challenge to you this week, my friends. I want you to start recognizing it. Ask yourself if you would encourage your kids or spouse to talk to themselves the way you're talking to yourself. And then for every negative, come back and turn it around and say a positive. I want you to be kind to yourself. I want you to love yourself. I want you to love others. I want you to be the best version of yourself that you want to be. Have a great week. See you back here next week. If you need me, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. The other thing I'll just mention at the end here is I've had several of you reach out and ask about topics. If there are topics that you would like to hear about, that you would like to hear me teach about, that you would like to hear me give some input and some advice about, I'd love for you to email me those too. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Let me know your favorite episodes, and I'll do my best to get those out in the near future. So take care, everyone. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.